This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Scientists have found that 30% of ants do 70% of the work. Any more fire ants working at once and productivity suffers. Lessons there. District of Columbia Attorney General filed suit against Facebook alleging the company failed to protect the privacy of its users in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Major League Baseball and the Players Union reached an agreement with Cuba's Baseball Federation to create a safe legal path for players from the island nation to play professionally in the U.S. Neighborhood election filing is coming up in Los Angeles. The Neighborhood Council's Empower LA system was established in 1999 to connect their communities to City Hall. The Neighborhood Councils advocate on issues like homelessness, land use, housing, emergency preparedness, sustainability, aging, youth programs, transportation, and parks. While Neighborhood Council board members are not our volunteers, they are public officials elected by members of their community. Most board members serve two-year terms. A few Neighborhood Councils have four-year terms. USDA food stamp regulations currently allow states to waive the work requirement in areas with unemployment rates that were at least 20% greater than the national rate. The USDA is now proposing that states could waive the requirement only in areas where unemployment is above 7%. The current national unemployment rate stands at 3.7%. Approximately 2.8 million able-bodied recipients without children or an ailing person in their care were not working in 2016, according to USDA's latest numbers. Roughly 755,000 live in areas that stand to lose the waivers. General Mattis, a former four-star Marine general, has resigned as Secretary of Defense in protest of President Trump's decision to pull out all troops from Syria. Authorities grounded flights all day at Gatwick in London, one of Europe's busiest airports, upending plans for more than 100,000 passengers after what they said was a deliberate attempt to use drones to disrupt travel. FedEx is paying $2.1 million to settle a complaint for having failed to pay overtime to workers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.